There aren't many situations where bedrock is exposed in a basement, but when it is present, it matters a lot. And as usual with these basement things, it comes down to moisture. And here's the issue. If your house is built on bedrock, then I can assure you that that bedrock is very cool in temperature. It will always be cooler in temperature than a poured concrete floor on top of soil. And that coolness will cause you a problem if you don't stop it. So here's the dynamic. It's kind of like the same dynamic that can happen in any basement with a poor concrete floor when warm, moist outdoor air is allowed to come into the basement. Now, as I've explained before, that can cause condensation and moisture problems. But the situation is much more pronounced with a bedrock floor because that bedrock is so cool. So the potential for condensation is far greater than with a concrete floor. So bottom line is you're going to need to go to some fairly significant trouble to isolate your basement from that bedrock. Now, where I live, there are lots of houses that are built on bedrock because there's not a whole lot of soil where I live, and the bedrock here is limestone, and it's often very flat, so it can function as a terrific floor all on its own. And that's okay for an unfinished basement where you intend to exercise a lot of humidity control, so closing basement windows pretty much all summer and running a dehumidifier, that will get things under control. But the moment you start finishing things, you've got more of a problem because of the condensation hazard being so pronounced. So what can you do about it? Well, one thing you can do is to pour a concrete floor on top of the bedrock. Now, that's not going to do you any good at all unless you also install some sort of insulation underneath that concrete. So, you know, even the best, smoothest, flattest bedrock in the world still isn't really all that smooth and flat. So you're going to want to level it up, maybe with some crushed stone, fairly large, maybe 3/4 inch diameter crushed stone, and then some kind of heavy-duty vapor barrier plastic, and then at least 2 inches of extruded polystyrene foam on top of that before your concrete goes down. So that's going to provide a thermal break. So now you're not going to have this perennially cold bedrock that's causing condensation. You're just going to have an ordinary concrete floor. 4 or 5 inches of concrete is not going to hold a lot of coldness, and sitting on top of foam insulation is going to isolate it from the bedrock, so you'll be fine. Now, there's another reason you're going to want to do something like this, and that's because it is extremely difficult to stop water, to stop surface water from sneaking in between the bottom of your foundation wall and the bedrock. You can put all the tar and mortar parging you want on that, and I've seen very few situations where that water in the soil doesn't find its way in that connection point between the foundation wall and the bedrock that is built on top of it. Now, it's usually not a whole lot of water, but it's still way more water than you can tolerate in a finished basement. So one nice thing about putting down the crushed stone and then the foam and then the concrete floor on top is that crushed stone provides a place for water to go. I mean, as I said, it almost inevitably leaks in underneath the foundation wall. But in this case, it's going to be moving into a place with the crushed stone. So it's never going to enter your basement. It should never get above the floor level. And you can create a kind of a sump, a place for a sump pump to go through the concrete floor and into the area where the crushed stone is, so that when the water flows in, you can pump it out and it never reaches your basement at all. So, like I said, not too many people are going to run into this, but if you do, you've got to do what I've explained here. And in addition to that, if you've got a basement sitting on bedrock, don't just listen to this audio lesson here, but be sure you contact me, because there are unique situations. I'm the instructor of the course here. I've actually dealt with lots of bedrock basements like this, and I can help you steer clear of problems that I see happen all the time when this sort of thing comes up. And they're tragic problems because they cannot be fixed properly after the fact. You need to apply a diligent engineering solution right up front. So contact me. We'll talk about it.